It's never too late for...
Root.
Our own Santa, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a yearly basis.
Mm, good morning. Are you guys in the holiday spirit?
Almost.
Very much so.
Jill's always in the holiday spirit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's been into the holiday spirit.
It's that too.
It's yeah. when I have to shovel. It's when I have to shovel.
I see. Okay.
I would call this pushing, not shoveling, what was out there. Pushing.
I don't see you out there.
Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
I know. Because I could just imagine if I sat Jill in this chair and I went out there to push the snow, what
it would
happen?
Probably move more. It might not be as entertaining, but it might move along more efficiently.
Oh, dear.
Goodness gracious. Well, anyways, Ruth.
Anyway, so we had quite a busy week for the last week in the year, almost. The two hearings on the transfer station looking for more money in Sharon and Salisbury, and both towns complied very quickly. In Salisbury, it was just about a half hour, and in Sharon, it was 15 minutes. And so,
and Sharon's was unanimous.
And it was in Sharon, it was unanimous and not a peep. Nobody asked any questions. And in Salisbury, it was 57-9. Both towns had to go back and ask for more money because the bids came in higher than the $3.8 million, actually $4.8 million. So both towns were looking for $500,000 more. But in the end, it will probably be less. They're going to do, once they accept the bid, they'll do some change orders, reduce the scope, and they're also each getting a $250,000 steep grant.
I think what people in both towns figured out, and there's just no way around it.
Exactly.
You got to get rid of your garbage. You got to have a transfer station.
Right.
Costs don't ever go down; they go up.
Exactly. And that's what they said. Any longer.
And I don't think people in either town really are going to hold both towns to much credence about trying to lower the cost. I think at this point of the game, it's so, if they can just hold the costs, I think people will be appreciative.
I would agree with you. I mean, they were talking, you know, should we not pave it? Should we, swap shop, eliminate that?
And just what we want.
None of that's going to happen.
We want to walk around in the mud out there. Yeah, that's just like we've been doing for 100 years. Don't think so.
Yeah, not going to happen. So it was nice. That was a nice Christmas present for both towns to pass it. A little more contentious in Canaan at a Zoning Board of Appeals hearing on the Metcalf property out in East Canaan. Steve Allen, the Planning and Zoning Commission chair, and convinced the Planning and Zoning Commission to order a cease and desist, saying that there were activities at that site that were not properly permitted, mainly that the asphalt he was producing is hot rather than cold. Mr. Metcalf's lawyer vehemently objected. Two lawyers, the town lawyer and Mr. Metcalf's lawyer, went on for about 3 hours questioning people. It really was like a trial. And in the end, they did not come to any conclusion. They've decided to continue it because the public did not get a chance to speak. So that is continued until January 16th. And in at the same time, there's a lawsuit in court over this for another piece of property in which Mr. Metcalf is asking to be able to produce hot asphalt, and that's going to go on to, that's in the courts at this point. So lots of hot topic in Canaan.
I was going to say that, but I figured I'd let you slide.
So it was a busy week, as we said. Looking ahead, it's kind of a more holiday-friendly week. We've got the Lakeville Methodist Church has its Christmas breakfast. I assume it's going on. I haven't seen anything official, but they always have it on Christmas morning, open to everybody to come and sit together and have breakfast. On Boxing Day, the 26th in Cornwall, there's always the Boxing Day reading at the North Cornwall Church at 4 o'clock. And there's on the next day, Salisbury Association is holding an exhibit on SWASA.
And they're going to have
ski jump.
And at 5 o'clock, it's actually an open house, mm-hmm. Kind of like a refreshment party. So you can see their exhibit, and they'll even talk a little bit about the jump camp and the ski jumps coming up.
Exactly. So there are things to do this week, and I'm sure there are programs at the local libraries for kids with the week off, and so never –